Shalom to everybody, and moving from Shabbat Shuvah to Shiras HaAzinu, which of course is very appropriate. Zechor Yemos Olam B'Nushnos Dor V'Dor, which we'll get to in the next Aliyah. HaAzinu is a retrospective, the defining story of Jewish history. It's referred to in the Torah as V'Ansa HaShira HaZos Lachem La'ed, right? It bears witness. So it's highly appropriate and seasonal in terms of taking stock and trajectory, of course, at a national level. Hazinu Hashemayim v'adabera, tishma aretz imbirfi, yarov kamatar likhi, tizal katal imrasi, kisirim alei dasha, v'chirvivim alei esav. Rashi quotes, based on the Sifrei, kisirim, si'irim aruchos, a kind of a se'ara. Rashi relates to this, again, based on the Sifrei, the ruchos are mechazkos es ha'esav, right, that the winds, you know, have a way of kind of strengthening, I guess, ensuring the distribution of the rains, and ultimately lead, despite the inherently tempestuous nature of winds, they lead to, you know, the growth, ultimately, of the Esev. So, Mashlama Dabredome, the Sifrei says, Kach Divrei Torah, two words, fascinating, Mechazkos Umegadlin, Eslom Dehem. The Torah has the property of being mechazek and megadel those who study it. Now, in terms of the Mashal Nimshal, it's certainly important, kisirim, the sa'ara, the sufa, the idea that, Divrei Torah can be caution, kibarzel, right? This isn't because learning Torah is always the most tranquil and serene kind of experience. There can be a lot of amelus and yigia, confusion. Sometimes one feels deep inside the thickets, that's part of the process. But in the end, mechazko subegadlin eslom dehem. More importantly, I think, even, there's a distinction between these two relative properties. When we talk about something being mechazek, I think that's a reference to what David HaMelech spoke about in his own unique voice. Torah Hashem Tzmima Meshivas Nafesh Lulei Sarascha Shashuaya Zavadti Be'onyi. The Torah really is mechazek. We face challenge and trial in life. Nobody said it better than the Rav in his year of Triple Avelos. In Tafshin Chaf Zayin, when the Rav lost his wife and his mother and his brother, and his retreat was Limud HaTorah, particularly with his eldest grandson, Moshe Twersky, Hashem Yikom Damo. The idea of finding succor and sustenance in Torah itself. The numinous dimension of Limud HaTorah in that respect becomes, absolutely vital. Mechazkos eslam tam. It gives them a kind of a chizuk to deal with the great challenges of life. It's fascinating, right? The person that we associate with the term chizuk more than any other, Chazak v'amatz, Yehoshua, right? In these parshios, is also the person who's portrayed as, completely immersed, engaged, and involved. Lo yamush mitoch ha'ohel v'agisabo yomam v'layla. I think there's another dimension as well that Rashi is alluding to based on the Sifrei. Divrei Torah megadlin eslom dehen. Divrei Torah have the capacity to allow a person to achieve godless ha'adam. I mean this in the human sense of the term. When a person becomes, not after a year or 5 years or 10 years, but decades, kind of a walking Sefer Torah, that all of their actions are calibrated through Ma'amarei Chazal and Rambams and Shulchan Aruchs and Shachs. I don't just mean in terms of Dikduke Halacha, but even Hanhagos Ha'adam, especially Hanhagos Ha'adam. When they internalize an example, the Gemara Brachos Yedzayin, Amr Lavo Riochar Medzakai, Shalohikdimo Adam Shalom Shalom Ba'ot Me'olam Afilu Nachri Shabashok, that he was always the first, famously, to say hello, right? So, and then, person internalizes that and lives by that, no matter what's going on in their day, is always extremely courteous and solicitous, right? And not just one day or a week or a month or a year, but, you know, lives this way for 30. So godless Adam, and so many other midos and hanhagos, you know, just thinking about this person internalizes, you know, the chiyuv hakaras hatov. Rabbeinu Bechaya says in the Chovos HaLevavos that, right, that's the, you know, basis of all of our avodas Hashem. There's a story that I love very much. The author admitted who he was. I don't want to say who it is. The famous rabbi was driving Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky back in the days when people, you know, took tolls, you know, before the Easy Pass, and they were involved in some Torah conversation. And we're driving across the George Washington Bridge, I believe it was, and you know, Rabbi Wein, there I go, okay, but he told the story, you know, was taking him back home to Muncie, whatever it was, they went through the toll booth, and the driver paid, and did not say thank you. Rabbi Yaakov interrupted their conversation and said, "You have to say thank you, you always have to say thank you." And this is godless Adam, where there's nothing that becomes trivial. Everything is an expression of avodas Hashem. So divrei Torah are mechazkos, lulei Torah chashashuay. Divrei Torah are megadel. Divrei Torah are the way that a person achieves, in our halachic worldview, personal refinement. You know, and I think that it's just worth stressing, because I think this idea is a little bit under siege. People feel that, you know, learning Torah is an intellectual exercise, or whatever it is. It obviously requires our every iota of our intellectual strength and stamina. But the way to cultivate godless Adam is obviously through, you know, Torah study, internalization of Ma'amari Chazal, the Divrei HaRishonim, exposure to Talmidei Chachamim themselves, Gedolei Yisrael. This is, you know, the path, the sine qua non, the only path, really, to godless Adam.